So to begin today's sermon, I would like to share with you two photos which are related to the message.
咁開始我今日嘅信息嘅時候咧，我都想去俾大家睇下兩幅相，都係同今日嘅信息有關嘅。
To see if you can guess what the photos are about.
咁睇下大家能唔能夠估到呢啲相究竟係咩意思咧？
So do you know where and what is this about?
咁你知唔知道呢幅相而家俾大家睇到嘅係邊度或者係咩嚟㗎啦？
It's not, sorry, it's not one of our house in front of our house.
Sorry，
It's not taken in front of one of our house.
咁应该就唔系喺我哋其中一个人嘅屋企前面影嘅。
So, can you guess what is this? Yeah, so Uncle Fei
And
yesterday
Alex also，
and Ah Leng as well. So, it's a bean strike in Birmingham.
咁就系咧喺伯明翰有呢个罢工啊，即系嗰啲清洁人员都唔再去清理啲垃圾。
So all the rats, they're very happy, big party.
咁所以老鼠就喺度开紧 party 啦。
But yeah, the people, the citizens were suffering because of the smell and the hygiene danger.
但系咧，居民当然咧就因为咁就要去受一啲苦啦，因为嗰个气味好难闻啦，同埋嗰个卫生都开始出现问题。
And today's message is also about the next photo.
咁而今日嘅信息咧，就都会同下一张照片有关。
So, what is this?
咁呢个有咩嚟嘅咧？
It's a pearl,
咁系一粒
right?
珍珠。
So I would like you to keep these two photos in mind as we ponder the Word of God in a moment.
咁都希望大家有记住呢两幅图画，然后我哋一齐继续去默想神嘅话语。
So today we press on to learn from Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians Church.
咁今日咧，我哋都会继续去一齐学习使徒保罗去写俾腓立比教会嘅书信。
And time flies, we are now at the beginning of chapter 3.
咁时间过得好快，我哋而家咧已经嚟到腓立比书嘅第三章。
And actually, this chapter 3, is a very precious and profound and deep chapter.
咁其实第三章呢度系一章好宝贵啦，好深奥，有好深层意义嘅一章书信。
And if you spend time to meditate and to ask God to teach you his ways, you can find many spiritual riches and treasures in it.
如果咧，你真系去花时间去默想啦，同埋求神向你去指示入面内中嘅丰富咧，你都会真系发现里面系有好多属灵嘅心意喺度。
And through Paul's own experience, he explains to the reader what the goal and direction of the Christian life is.
而藉住保罗佢自己嘅亲身经历咧，佢向我哋读者讲解或者讲明白呢个基督徒生命嘅方向同埋目标。
And it shows forth the Christian faith that is dynamic and active and very much in touch with God and in touch with Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我哋能够睇到咧，一个基督徒啊，佢嘅信仰、佢嘅生命应该系充满活力，系好主动啦，好积极嘅，而且咧系常常同耶和神同埋主耶稣基督系有接触嘅。
So, if you have a Bible in front of you, so you can turn to chapter 3 of Philippians.
咁如果大家手上有圣经，都请大家翻开腓立比书嘅第三章。
So verse 8 is our main passage today.
我哋今日嘅主题经文系由第一节去到第八节。
So let me read to you from verse 1 to 4 in English, and ask Pastor Grace to read for us from verse 5 to 8 in Chinese.
咁我哋首先有英文读一至四节啦，然后咧我哋再用中文读五至八节。
So verse 1, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs, look out for the evildoers, look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。 只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So this is the precious passage we'll be learning by the grace of God today.
咁呢一段咧就系一段好宝贵嘅经文啦，靠住神恩典，我哋会一齐去学习。
And we'll consider this passage in two parts.
我哋会分两个部分去学习呢段经文。
So in part one of the sermon, we'll focus on verse 1 to verse 3.
咁佢哋信息嘅第一部分咧，我哋会首先集中睇第一至第三节。
So it's Paul's safeguards and warning to the Philippian church.
呢一个部分咧系保罗向腓立比嘅弟兄姊妹所发出嘅一个保护同埋一个警告。
And part two of the sermon, our focus will be on verse 4 to verse 8.
咁而信息嘅第二个部分咧，我哋将会集中去睇第四至第八节。
To ponder on the direction of the Christian life.
会集中去睇一个基督徒嘅生命嘅方向。
So let us consider verse 1 to 3 first.
咁我哋而家首先一齐睇第一至第三节。
So in this passage, we can sense Paul's tender care for his dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
咁喺呢段经文啦，我哋系能够感受到咧，保罗去向弟兄姊妹嗰份好温柔嘅一种关怀。
So he's like a parent, he's not afraid to nag, so to speak.
咁佢咧一方面又好似父母咁啦，唔怕啰嗦下，去提醒下佢嘅仔女。
And he's also like a good shepherd. He spoke to give them a positive safeguard and a negative warning.
但系同时咧，佢哋亦都系一个好嘅牧人，佢咧去敢去讲出说话，去俾佢嘅羊群有正面嘅一份保护啦。或者一个提醒，同时亦都系一个所谓负面嘅一个警告。
So these dear ones in Christ may continue to keep their steps on the journey of salvation and not straying away.
目的就系为咗呢啲佢所亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹咧，系能够继续去保持佢哋行喺呢条救恩嘅路上，唔至于去偏离。
So verse 1 is the positive safeguards.
咁所以第一节咧就是、一个好正面嘅一个保护嘅提醒。
And verse 2 is a negative warning.
而第二节咧就是、一个所谓负面或者消极嘅一个警告。
And verse 3, Paul reminds them of what a true church in Christ is like.
而第三节咧，保罗就去提醒佢哋，究竟一间真系喺基督里面嘅教会咧，应该系点样嘅？
So let us take a look one by one.
咁我哋会逐样嚟睇。
So, what is this positive safeguard that Paul has for the Philippian church?
咁究竟保罗对腓立比教会发出呢个好正面嘅一个保护嘅信息系咩咧？
He said to them once again, "Remember to rejoice in the Lord."
咁佢就同佢哋讲啦，我再一次去提醒你哋，记得喺主里面咧要常常喜乐。
He said it's not troublesome for him to remind them again.
咁佢亦都进而就话啦，我再去咁样去提醒大家，于我嚟讲咧，并唔系一件困难嘅事嚟嘅。
It's a safeguard for them to help them to journey on safely.
但系咧，对于弟兄姊妹嚟讲咧，却系有益系需要嘅，去保护佢哋能够安然咁去继续佢哋嘅属灵嘅旅程。
So how about for you and for me?
咁究竟对你或者对我又系点咧？
So dear brothers and sisters and friends,
我所亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友。
Do you have a habit of rejoicing in the Lord throughout the week, despite the circumstances?
你有冇养成呢个习惯？就系喺一个礼拜当中啊，无论你嘅处境系点样，你都靠住主常常喜乐咧。
So I think we are thankful in Liverpool that in these few past few weeks the weather has been, nice.
咁我谂我哋喺利物浦呢度嘅弟兄姊妹都感恩啦。喺过去几个礼拜咧，其实天气非常之好。
Most of the time.
大部分時間。
But today is a bit cloudy.
不過今日就開始轉天氣，有啲陰暗啦。
I think the change of weather to be more sunny also uplifts our moods a bit.
咁我相信咧，當天氣變得晴朗嘅時候咧，都能夠去幫助我哋整個心情都好起嚟。
But what else uplift your moods if you are in Liverpool?
咁但系如果喺利物浦嘅朋友，仲有乜嘢系最近令大家心情大振奋咁咧？
If you don't know, then you are not a true Liverpoolian.
系啦，如果你唔知道，咁你就唔系一个真正利物浦人啦。
LFC won the Premier League
咁 啊，
finally, yeah,
唉，
last weekend.
又考起我点样去翻译啦。咁啊，呢个利物浦球队就赢咗呢个英超冠军，唔该晒，Joshua。
So I guess yeah, lifts up our moods.
哇，咁真系令到我哋心情好振奋啊！
But we have to ask, how about when the weather is dreary and not sunny?
但我哋要问，如果当天气又变得好阴沉啊，非常之唔好嘅时候，咁又点呢？
Or when the things are challenging in our lives.
又或者生命当中真系有好多嘅困难，好多嘅挑战。
When LFC is playing rubbish.
又或者当利物浦球队唔知咩原因打得好差，好点算呢？
So when things seem not to go smoothly in our lives and everything seem to have trouble or difficulties.
就系当你嘅生命好似觉得一切都好唔顺，有好多嘅困难。
Does your emotion get the better of you?
我唔。
Your inner state goes up and down depending on the circumstance and the environment.
你嘅情绪会唔会因为咁样就随住你内心嘅状态咧，时起时跌，然后咧都系一路随住呢个环境啊，你嘅处境咁样去变动咧？
So think for a moment, what if in Liverpool we have the next photo we saw?
咁我哋而家又望下另一张相啦。如果你谂下呢个情况系发生喺利物浦，大家会变成点咧？
So, are we often dragged down by our circumstances and the different challenges we face and our own emotions?
我哋会唔会好容易经常嘅就系受到我哋所处嘅环境、我哋所面对嘅事情咧，去影响我哋嘅情绪咧？
So, is rejoicing in the Lord your way of life?
究竟靠住主常常喜乐，系咪你生命嘅一个状态？
So, Paul tells the church and also to us. The positive safeguard on the spiritual level, to keep us on the right path of salvation is to rejoice in the Lord always.
咁保罗咧就同教会讲，亦都系同时俾我哋一个好好嘅提醒，一个保护，就系喺属灵嘅层面，如果我哋想继续行喺呢条救恩嘅路上咧，我哋必须学识靠住主常常喜乐。
So, when we learn to rejoice in the Lord,
当我哋学习点样靠住主常常喜乐嘅时候，
so we are turning our inner man. Our spirit towards God.
我哋就系将我哋嘅内人、我哋嘅灵转向神。
We are turning to Him in worship, in prayer, and in faith.
我哋咧转向神，系藉住我哋嘅敬拜啦，系藉住祷告啦，亦都系凭住我哋嘅信心。
When we learn to rejoice in the Lord in our daily lives,
当我哋学习喺日常生活里面靠住主常常喜乐嘅时候，
we replace our anxieties with trust in God despite the circumstances we are facing.
我哋就能够去常常嘅用信靠神去取代我哋心里面嘅焦虑啊，无论我哋所处于嘅环境，我哋所面对嘅系乜嘢都好。
We learn to rejoice in the Lord always. We also focus on Heavenly Father's goodness and faithfulness in giving thanks to Him.
当我哋学习要靠住主常常喜乐嘅时候，我哋就会专注喺我哋天父佢嗰份美善，佢嗰份信实，因而咧就向佢去献上我哋嘅感谢。
Just like the second song we just sang.
就好似我哋头先第二首诗歌嗰度所唱到嘅，
And we also align our will to God's will when you turn in your inner man. Towards him.
同时咧，当我哋嘅内人、我哋嘅灵系转向神嘅时候咧，我哋就能够去调整我哋嘅心意咧，系同神嘅心意系配合嘅。
So in verse 1, the PPT, we can see Paul tirelessly remind the brothers and sisters once again to learn to rejoice in the Lord.
咁我哋再一次睇到第一节啦，咁我哋见到保罗咧不厌其烦咁再一次提醒弟兄姊妹，我哋一定要学习靠住主常常喜乐。
Because it's an important safeguard in a positive sense to help them to keep their footing firmly on this journey of salvation.
因为咧呢个真系一个好重要嘅一个提醒，一个保护，可以帮助佢哋咧系喺属灵嘅路上行得稳妥。
And coming to verse 2.
咁我哋嚟到第二节。
So in verse 2, Paul goes on to warn them to be on guard against three types of people or false teachers in the church.
咁喺第二节里面咧，保罗就去警告弟兄姊妹要去防备三类嘅人。呢三类嘅人咧，包括一啲嘅假嘅教师咁样。
So, who are these people? Can you find the three groups of people?
咁唔知大家揾唔揾到喺经文里面呢三类嘅人系边三类呢？
So they are the dogs, evil workers, and those who mutilate the flesh.
咁佢哋就系呢度称为嘅，犬类啦，就系呢度经文所称为嘅犬类，嗰啲作恶嘅人，同埋嗰啲妄自行国嘅人。
So let us take a look at the first one, the dogs.
咁我哋首先睇第一类，就系讲到犬类。
So this is the first kind of people to watch out for.
咁呢一类咧就系第一类我哋需要提防嘅人。
So when you think about dogs, you may think of a pet's dog.
咁当我哋谂起狗咁啊，梗系谂起宠物狗啦，系咪？
But at the time of the Lord Jesus, dogs were not kept as pets.
咁但系咧喺主耶稣嘅年代咧，其实就动狗系未能够成为宠物嘅，
Among the Jewish people?
特别喺一班犹太人嘅当中啦。
Do you know why?
你知唔知点解咧？
Because under the Old Testament law, dogs were unclean animals.
咁因为咧，系根据旧约律法咧，其实咧，犬类即系狗咧，系属于不洁净嘅动物嚟嘅。
And the Jewish culture at that time referred to the non-Jewish people around them who were unclean, as dogs.
而当时咧，对于犹太人嚟讲咧，喺佢哋呢个咁嘅文化背景底下咧，佢哋系会去形容嗰啲非犹太人咧，就系犬类，系唔洁净嘅，就好似犬，好似狗咁样。
And furthermore, when the Lord Jesus used this term in his teaching,
而且咧，当主耶稣每次用到呢个词语喺佢嘅教导当中嘅时候咧，
for example, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6,
例如喺马太福音嘅7章6节，
so this term dogs or pigs are not an insult to a person.
咁其实咧呢、这个话狗啊或者猪咧，并唔系去侮辱人嘅一啲用词嚟嘅。
But they are used by the Lord Jesus to describe a certain kind of people, with a certain character.
而系咧，主耶稣特登去用到呢啲嘅词语去形容有一类人，佢哋咧系有一啲嘅特征嘅。
So, what are these people or the so-called dogs or pigs, like?
咁究竟呢一类被形容为狗啊、猪嘅人，佢哋有乜嘢共同嘅特征咧？
So, these are people who are not interested in the things of God.
佢哋咧就系对神嘅事情咧，并唔感兴趣，并唔去关心嘅。
And they do not discern what is holy and what is spiritual.
佢哋冇办法去分辨乜嘢系圣洁，乜嘢系属灵嘅。
But their interest is on earthly things
但系佢哋所关注嘅都系地上嘅事情，
and on the things of the flesh.
都系属于我哋呢个肉体嘅事情。
So when you think about dogs, I just mentioned they were not kept as pets, so the dogs among them were the stray dogs can be fierce.
咁头先都讲过啦，因为当时嘅狗并唔系我哋而家谂嘅宠物狗咧。咁喺当时好多时候，狗可能系讲紧流浪狗，可以系好凶猛嘅。
And dogs, what are they like? So how do they walk?
咁狗系点嘅咧？佢点行嘅咧？平时，
So they have the habit to put their nose on the ground, sniffing.
咁佢哋好习惯就系个鼻成日都喺个地嗰度闻啦。
So what is smelly on the ground? They would like to, put their nose to it.
咁越臭啊，越大味道嘢，佢哋就越中意走去用个鼻喺度闻嘅。
My family used to keep pet dogs.
咁我自己屋企咧，都以前都有养狗嘅。
And one habit that we cannot, it's very difficult for us to get rid of from them is they will eat their own poop. Seriously.
仲有一个咧，佢哋好中意嘅习惯，我哋冇办法帮助我哋嘅狗仔去改掉咧，就系佢哋会食自己嘅粪便。咁系我系讲真嘅，唔系讲
I
笑。
don't know if it's the kind of breed of dog they are like low in IQ or something, but they just eat their own poop.
咁 我就唔知系咪咁啱我哋家人养嘅狗，佢哋嗰种品种可能系咪佢哋嘅智力比较低啲啊？定点解佢哋就总系好中意食翻自己啲便便嘅？
But maybe not every kind of dog, but dogs like to focus on the ground and put their eyes and nose to look what is right in front of them and on the ground.
咁可能唔系每一种狗咧都系咁嘅，咁但系咧个共同点都系狗好中意就系去将个焦点只系摆喺眼前，乜嘢系喺地上面嘅嘢。
So when Paul warns the church about the dogs,
所以当保罗去警告教会要防备呢啲嘅犬类嘅时候，
So he's referring to the Lord Jesus' teaching to be on guard on this kind of people or Christians who are not interested in the things of God.
其实佢正系喺度警告提醒教会咧，佢哋要去小心防备呢一啲所谓基督徒，但系佢哋完全系根本就唔关心神嘅事情嘅。
They set their minds on earthly things, as Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 says.
佢哋咧反而咧就好似腓立比书3:18所讲啊，总系将佢哋嘅心咧系摆喺地上嘅事情嗰度。
And if you read further ahead in Philippians 3:18, it says, There are people who walk as enemies of the cross.
而且咧，如果当你继续去读呢个腓立比书3:18，你就会睇到佢哋行事为人咧系基督十字架嘅仇敌。
So this is the first kind of people we need to be careful of, not to be affected.
咁所以呢个咧，呢啲啊就系第一类嘅人咧，我哋要小心去提防，唔好去受到佢哋嘅影响，
Or to be led astray.
更加唔好受到佢哋咧去带偏离行，离开咗真道。
And the second kind of people to be aware of in the church is the evil workers.
咁第二类喺教会当中，大家需要提防嘅人咧，就系嗰啲被形容为作恶嘅人。
So these are false teachers of or Christians who reject the kingship of God, Yahweh, and of Christ.
咁呢一类咧就系啲假教师啦，或者基督徒啊，其实喺佢生命里面系已经拒绝咗神嘅王权嘅。
So they are self-willed rather than God-centered.
佢哋咧都系好自我为中心啦，好中意偏行己路，而唔系咧以神为中心嘅。
And they cause harm and sin in the church.
而且佢哋更会带嚟对教会嘅一啲伤害，甚至一啲罪。
So one reference is in Matthew chapter 24, verse 48 to 51.
咁其中一个经文我哋可以睇咧，就是、马太福音嘅24:啦，48至56
So
节。
here it describes such kind of evil servants or Christians who reject the kingship of God.
咁呢度咧就形容咗一类呢啲系其实行恶嘅所谓嘅仆人啦吓，或者系基督徒，其实佢哋已经拒绝咗神嘅王权，
And they cause harm and sin in the church.
而佢哋带嚟嘅反而系教会嘅伤害，同埋将教会陷喺罪里面。
But here we also see they will eventually face the judgment and the wrath of God in due time.
但系呢度我哋亦都睇到啊，佢哋最终咧系要面对神嘅审判咧，同埋神嗰份愤怒嘅。
And the third type of people to watch out for is those who mutilate the flesh.
而第三类我哋要提防嘅人咧，就系呢度形容为妄自行国的人。
At the time of Apostle Paul, there were some people who said Christians need to obey the Old Testament law. To be circumcised physically to be saved.
咁就喺当时咧，喺基督徒当中啊，佢哋有一啲人咧系声称我哋必须要守旧约嘅律法，去要受行呢个割礼，咁先至能够得救。
So Paul had to deal with this kind of false teaching. For example, in his letter to the Galatians, he dealt with it very fiercely.
咁保罗咧就需要去处理咁样嘅假教导，所以以致咧佢写俾加拉太教会嘅信咧系要用一个非常严厉嘅口吻。
Because these false teachers were leading people to focus on the external things.
因为呢啲假嘅教师咧，其实喺度带领人咧，将焦点放喺一啲外在表面嘅事情上面，
Rather than focusing on the spirit,
反而就唔系去专注翻喺我哋灵呢方面，
to seek a true change from God in our inner being.
就系带领人咧，反而转离开，唔系去寻求一个从神嚟嘅真正嘅内在嘅改变。
So these are the three types of people or Christians that Paul warns the church to be aware of.
咁呢三类咧就系嗰啲保罗去警告教会必须提防嘅人啦，或者系所谓嘅基督徒。
So lest they were affected and led astray by them, or to become one of these enemies of the cross.
就系咧为咗避免佢哋咧都会受影响，然后咧被带离开咗真道咧，反而成为咗一个基督十字架嘅仇敌。
So in verse 1 and verse 2, we see Paul's deep love for the Philippian brothers and sisters. He wished them will be able to run well.
所以喺第一节同第二节，我哋就见到保罗咧系对教会有非常之深厚嘅爱，佢真系好想帮助佢哋咧，能够喺个属灵路上跑得好，
So they would not be led astray.
以至唔会被引离开咗真道。
So that's why he gave him a positive safeguard and a negative warning.
亦都系呢个缘故，佢既系俾一份好正面嘅一个提醒去保护佢哋，同时亦都要俾一个好负面嘅一个警告。
And wonderfully, in verse 3,
咁亦好奇妙啦，喺第三节。
So we can take a look.
咁我哋都可以再睇下。
So Paul reminds them what a true church in Christ looks like and functions like.
咁保罗咧就再一次提醒佢哋啦，究竟喺基督里面咧一间真正嘅教会系应该点样嘅样，同埋系喺生命当中系点样去活出嚟嘅咧？
So he said to them, "We are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh."
喺第三节咁话，因为遵守割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
So circumcision in the Old Testament time is the covenantal mark of the people of Yahweh God done on the physical body.
咁呢个割礼咧，其实喺旧约嘅时候咧，正正就系神嘅子民同耶和神之间立约嘅一个独有嘅标记。不过呢个标记咧，系喺我哋呢个肉身层面嘅。
So circumcision at that time was a foreshadowing of what is to come in the new covenant brought to us by Jesus the Messiah.
呢个割礼咧，其实只不过系一个预表，去指向咧喺新约时代，当主耶稣尼赛亚要嚟嘅时候咧，将会带嚟嘅呢个真正嘅割礼。
So those who obey God Yahweh to put their faith in Christ will experience the circumcision in the spirit rather than in the body under the new covenant.
咁喺新约底下咧，嗰啲真正去顺服耶和神咧，愿意将佢哋信心摆喺基督里面嘅人，就会经历喺灵里面嘅一个割礼。
So let us take a look at two passages.
咁我哋可以睇下两节经文。
The first one in Romans chapter 2, verse 29.
咁第一段咧系喺罗马书二章，
So may I ask Pastor Grace to read for us in Chinese?
就系罗马书二章嘅28至29节。因为表面上作犹太人的，并不是犹太人；在肉身上表面的割礼，也不是割礼。唯有在内心作犹太人的，才是犹太人。割礼也是心里的，是靠着圣灵，而不是靠着义文。这样的人所受的称赞，不是从人来的，而是从神来的。
So under the new covenant, a Jew is one inwardly who receive the circumcision by the Spirit of God in our hearts.
咁所以喺新约嘅底下咧，一个真正嘅犹太人咧，就系喺内心里面受咗呢个割礼，
To remove those parts that are not pleasing to God, the flesh.
就将肉体嘅部分，一切唔讨神喜悦嘅部分去除去。
And also, let us take a look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 15 to 16.
咁我哋而家再睇下加拉太书6章15至16节。
So, how about we can read this in your own language?
咁我哋而家可以用你方便嘅语言咧去读出。
So, 1, 2, 3. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. So, true circumcision under the new covenant is the working of the Spirit of God in our hearts to make us a new creation in Christ Jesus.
所以喺新约底下呢、这个真正嘅割礼咧，其实就系神嘅灵嘅工作喺我哋嘅心里面动工，令到我哋成为基督里面一个新嘅创造。
So, such kind of new creation. New persons in Christ together as a church.
咁有咁样嘅一个喺基督里面嘅新创造或者新人啊，组成呢个教会咧，
So how does it function?
究竟点样去运作嘅咧？
A true church of God will function and walk in the Spirit of God.
一间属于基督真正嘅教会咧，就会系按住神嘅灵咁样去运作，去行行事为人嘅。
To worship and to serve God and serve Christ as verse 3 of Philippians chapter 3 describes.
咁佢哋咧就会好似腓立比书第三章第三节嗰度形容咧，咁样嘅去用心灵去敬拜神，同埋去服侍基督。
So the church as the circumcision or as the people of Yahweh God.
咁所以咧，作为一班系真正属于神嘅人，系已经受呢个割礼嘅教会咧，
No longer boast in themselves or in the world.
佢哋唔再会系以自己肉体或者自己有啲咩去夸口。
But their boast is, according to verse 3, is to glory in Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior.
佢哋亦都唔会以世界去夸口，佢哋只会夸咧，就系喺耶稣基督里面佢嘅救主里面所有嘅呢份荣誉。
Because he's the one God has commanded us to obey and to follow.
因为耶稣基督就系神所立定要我哋去跟随、去信服嘅嗰位。
And so very beautifully, Paul gave the Philippian church a positive safeguard and a warning to remind them what is the true church of God in Christ looks like.
所以咧，好美丽咁样咧，保罗就俾咗腓立比教会一幅图画，一个好正面嘅提醒去保护，亦都有一个嘅警告。究竟一间属于神真正嘅教会咧，应该系点样嘅？
And how does it function?
同埋咧，个教会应该系点样去行事为人嘅？
So when we read verse 1 to verse 3, it's also a very good check for us together as a church.
所以当我哋一齐去读到第一至第三节咧，对我哋每一个人嚟讲咧，都应该系一个好好嘅提醒同埋一个检查。
So to verse 1 to 3, describe our daily living and also together as a whole, as a church.
究竟一至三节入面所形容嘅系咪我哋每一日生活嘅状态、个方式咧，同埋我哋作为教会整体系咪都系咁样嘅行事为人咧？
So may Heavenly Father continue to keep our church on the right path after the footstep of Lord Jesus.
都愿我哋嘅天父咧继续去保守我哋嘅教会咧，能够跟住耶稣基督嘅脚踪行喺呢条正路上。
And let's learn to walk in the Spirit of God and to rejoice always.
咁愿我哋咧，真系学习去系，喺神嘅灵嘅带领底下去生活、行事为人，亦都靠住主常常喜乐。
So in part two of today's sermon, we will shift our focus to verse 4 and to verse 8.
咁嚟到我哋信息嘅第二部分咧，我哋就会转移我哋嘅焦点去到睇第四至到第八节。
So Paul explains the goal and direction of the Christian life using his own experiences.
保罗咧就去。用自己嘅亲身经历去解释究竟作为一个基督徒啊，佢嘅生命嘅目标同方向系乜嘢咧？
So it's actually a very powerful passage that shows a profound change in Paul's life.
其实系一个非常之有能力嘅一段经文，去显明咗保罗生命中咧有一个非常之深层嘅改变，
It shows us what the goal of the Christian life is.
亦都俾佢睇到咧基督徒生命嘅目标系乜嘢。
So let us take a look at verse 4 to verse 6.
咁我哋首先睇第四至第六节。
If you consider carefully what Paul writes about his background, And he said if he's to boast in his flesh.
如果我哋细心去睇下保罗所写到关于佢或者佢嘅描述咧，对于自己嘅背景，如果佢真系要以佢嘅肉体去夸口嘅话，
So, how would you describe his family background?
咁大家会点形容佢呢个家庭背景咧，或者佢嘅出身？身世咧，
So, you can see he's from a very prestigious family. He has the status in the society or Jewish society.
咁我哋可以睇到啦，佢系嚟自一个非常之 prestigious、非常之有荣誉，系嘛？即系非常之有荣誉，好优越系啦，thank you，系啦，佢系嚟自一个非常优越嘅家庭背景啦，特别喺犹太人嗰个社会上，应该系有一个几高嘅社会地位嘅。
So he was a devout Jew and a religious Pharisee.
佢系一个好虔诚嘅犹太人，亦都系法利赛人。
So Pharisees were a religious sect that devoted themselves to the study of the Word of God, to the laws, in keeping of the law.
咁法利赛人咧，其实就系佢哋当时犹太教入面嘅其中一个宗派啦。咁佢哋咧就系好虔诚、好热心去学习研读旧约律法嘅，然后亦都去教人哋点样去守呢个旧约律法。
So they were greatly respected among the Jews, and the Pharisees were the religious leaders at that time.
有呢班法利赛人咧，佢哋唔单止喺犹太人当中咧系备受尊重啊，而且咧佢哋亦都系当时嘅犹太教宗教嘅领袖。
And Paul could say he was blameless in keeping the law.
而保罗竟然可以去话我咧按律法而言咧系无可指责嘅。
And he was zealous, humanly speaking, for God, and he was persecuting Christians.
而且咧，喺人嘅角度嚟讲咧，佢真系一个向神好热心、大发热心嘅犹太教徒，因为当时咧，佢甚至系曾经逼迫基督徒嘅。
He thought Christians were deceivers who would mislead the Jewish people.
因为当时佢系曾经以为呢啲咁嘅基督徒啊，其实系一班欺骗者，佢哋咧系尝试去将诱惑呢啲犹太教徒去转离佢哋嘅信仰。
But surprisingly and profoundly, in verse 7 to verse 8, he said,
但令我哋好震惊咧，就系我哋能够喺第七节至到第八节见到。
But whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
咁头先讲到第七至第八节咁话，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So here Paul said there was a great change in his life.
咁我哋话睇到保罗咧，系表达佢嘅生命已经发生一个翻天覆地嘅转变，
So his spiritual eyes were opened.
佢属灵嘅眼睛已经被打开啦。
And this led to a fundamental change in his life, including his values.
而呢个咧就带嚟咗佢生命里面一个基础上嘅转变啊！佢成个价值观都被改变啦。
The change was so powerful and fundamental that what he saw as gain, now he counted as loss in comparison to knowing Christ Jesus and in comparison to gaining Christ Jesus.
喺佢里面发生嘅呢个变化咧，系几咁强烈到一个地步，咁有能力到一个地步咧，就系从前佢曾经睇为对佢有益嘅嘢咧，佢而家都觉得系有损啊！因为咧系冇办法同佢能够认识耶稣基督、得着耶稣基督相比。
So, what did Paul see?
咁究竟保罗睇到啲咩咧？
So, how was his spiritual eyes opened to see the preciousness of Christ, like a pearl of great price that would cause a person to lose everything in order to gain it?
究竟佢属灵嘅眼睛被打开，能够睇得见，哇！呢位即系我哋呢个亲爱所宝贵嘅主耶稣基督，就好似一粒价值连城嘅珍珠一样，系值得我哋愿意咧去放弃，变埋一切都为咗要得着呢粒珍珠咁样。
And everything pale in comparison and is like rubbish to him in comparing knowing Christ and in gaining Christ.
咁而一切咧，喺同能够认识耶稣基督去相比之下咧，都显得系暗淡无光啦。一切对佢嚟讲咧，都只不过好似系粪土一样。
So, do you know what Paul saw? I mean, what he see?
咁具体佢究竟睇到嘅系乜嘢咧？
So in Acts chapter 9 was recorded that Paul at one time, that he was still called Saul, was a persecutor of the church.
咁喺《使徒行传》九章嗰度咧，就记录咗保罗啦。其实亦都同时系称，有时会被称为扫罗嘅。佢咧就系一个逼迫教会嘅人。
So he was on his way to persecute Christians.
佢咧就正正系喺途中咧，准备去逼迫嗰啲基督徒。
And he was granted a heavenly vision of Christ Jesus.
咁咧，佢就突然间从天上咧见到个异象，就见到耶稣基督。
He encountered Christ and he changed his life forever.
佢同耶稣基督呢个相遇咧，就彻底改变咗佢嘅一生。
He turned from an enemy of the church to become a faithful apostle of Jesus Christ.
佢从一个从前系与教会为敌嘅，变成一个非常之忠心嘅基督耶稣基督嘅使徒。
He was preaching the gospel to the Gentiles in the love of Christ and by the Spirit of God.
而佢咧系去宣扬福音啦，去带福音咧，去到俾嗰啲外邦人，就为咗佢哋能够去认识耶稣基督嘅爱。
So, as we read Philippians, letters to the Philippians, you can feel his love, for the brethren, and you can also feel the power of God working in him in expounding, the Word of God.
咁所以，当我哋每逢去睇腓立比书嘅时候咧，你会深深感受到保罗对教会弟兄姊妹嘅爱，你亦都能够感受到佢宣扬神话语时候所带有嘅能力。
So, I encourage you to read Acts chapter 9 again.
咁亦都鼓励大家啦，可以再一次去睇翻《使徒行传》第九章所记载事迹。
And in Acts 26, chapter 26, Paul once again recounted that heavenly vision.
咁嚟到《使徒行传》26章咧，保罗再一次去描述复述翻佢当时所见到呢个从天上嚟嘅异象。
Is it automatic if you see a vision that you will see the preciousness of Christ?
我哋就要问啦，究竟你见到一个异象，系咪自然而然你就能够见到耶稣基督嘅宝贵呢？
Is it like maybe FC? You think it's precious and you just put the badge and see FFC is so precious here. It's precious.
咁你係咪就好似日後嗰啲利物浦球隊嘅擁趸啦？咁佢哋覺得哇好寶貴，於是佢就攞住其實尋日先見嗰塊牌，咁啊舉出嚟，哇！你睇下幾寶貴啊！快啲睇下。
So you cannot deny it, but you can only accept it.
咁你就冇辦法再去同佢去爭辯啦，你只能夠接受係啊係啊，知你勁啦咁。
No, in Acts 26, Paul said he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
唔系咁样喎，喺《使徒行传》26章咧，特别讲到保罗咧，佢并冇去违抗、抵抗呢个从天上嚟嘅异象。
He was granted a vision of the resurrected Christ.
佢当时接受到嘅系一个复活咗嘅基督嘅一个异象。
But he was also given a choice whether to be obedient to the vision or disobedient. Yeah, but he was have to give an account in the end.
虽然佢已经领受咗异象，但系佢亦都有一个选择权。神系俾佢选择，你要去接受啊，定系你要去抵抗、去违背呢个从天上嚟嘅异象呢？
So he was shown he has been walking on the wrong path all along.
佢已经咧睇得到，原来过去一路以嚟咧，佢系行紧喺一条错误嘅路上。
So what was his choice?
咁佢嘅选择系咩呢？
Remember, he was persecuting the Christians.
你要记得，佢当时曾经系一直喺度逼迫紧嗰啲基督徒嘅。
And he was a Pharisee, yes, someone with high social standard as a
Standing。
standing in the Jewish society.
而佢咧系一个法利赛人啦，喺犹太人嘅社会当中系有非常高嘅地位。
To obey the heavenly vision means he has to totally turn his back on his old life.
要去服从呢个天上嘅异象咧，代表佢要摒弃佢过去一切所有嘅地位啊，一切嘅嘢。
He gave up everything that he think he was right in to lose to give up everything in order to follow and to gain Christ.
佢亦都要去放弃一切佢从前认为系正确系啱嘅嘢，为咗系要去跟随耶稣基督。
So as we read today's passage in Philippians chapter 3,
所以，当我哋睇今日嘅经文系腓立比书第三章嘅时候，
you can observe a change of value, a change of spiritual perception in Paul's words.
我哋能够睇到喺保罗生命当中咧，已经有一个价值观嘅改变，亦都有一个属灵嘅洞察力、属灵嘅洞见嘅一个改变，
And you can sense the direction of his life also changed.
亦都会感受到佢嘅生命嘅方向已经改变咗。
When he compared his old life to the new life in Christ.
就系当佢咧去对比从前佢旧嘅生命咧，同埋而家喺耶稣基督里面嘅呢个新生命。
So when he saw the vision of Jesus Christ and chose to be obedient,
所以当佢从耶稣基督嗰度领受呢个异象之后，亦都选择去信服嘅时候，
So his spiritual eyesight, his spiritual perception was opened.
佢属灵嘅眼睛、属灵嘅视力就真系被打开啦。
So he saw the truth.
佢终于睇得见真理。
To see how important and precious Christ Jesus is in Yahweh God's salvation plan.
佢终于睇得到咧，喺耶和神嘅计划里面、救恩计划里面，耶稣基督系几咁嘅宝贵。
Christ is so precious that he was willing to give up everything to follow Christ. In order to gain Christ.
耶稣基督系咁宝贵，到佢愿意撇弃一切、撇弃万事，都为咗要得着耶稣基督。
And even though this means he used to persecute the church, but now he will be persecuted by, yeah, the Jewish religious leaders.
而呢个意味住啲乜嘢呢？就系、是、意味住啊，从前佢系去逼迫教会嘅人，而家佢会成为被逼迫嘅嗰一位。
He was somebody. In the Jewish people's eye, in before.
从前咧，佢喺犹太人眼中咧系一个一个好有地位嘅人。
To follow Christ means he becomes nothing. He is nobody.
佢要跟随基督咧，就变成佢要成为无有，成为一个人眼中系好卑微嘅人。
But thanks be to God, Paul was willing to count everything as loss in order to gain Christ, to follow Christ.
但系咧，我哋感谢神，保罗佢愿意咧看万事为粪土，都系为有损嘅，为咗要跟随耶稣基督，得着基督，
So it was a 180-degree turn.
所以系一个180度嘅转变。
So from Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. In order to gain Christ, Paul had to suffer the loss of all things.
所以喺腓立比书3章7至8节嗰度都系睇到咧，为要得着基督，保罗系需要愿意去承担，就系去失去其他嘅一切。
He said he count them as rubbish so he may gain Christ.
佢甚至表达啊，我看万事都只不过系粪土，为咗要得着基督。
An important question immediately arises in our hearts.
咁喺我哋心里面应该就即时有一个好重要嘅问题出现啦。
Is losing all to gain Christ a unique requirement only applied to Paul?
究竟啊，为要得着基督，我哋就要去放弃、摒弃万事，系净系适用于保罗一个人啦、啊？
Or is gaining Christ's requirement is basically suffer the loss of all things?
定系啊，呢、这个需要去放弃万事，为要得着基督嘅条件咧，其实系适用于所有人嘅咧。
So actually, if you look through the teaching of the Lord Jesus, you'll find that this cause of losing all to follow Christ and to gain Christ is not only applied to Paul, but anyone who wish to respond to the gospel.
咁如果你真系去细心研读耶稣基督嘅教导，你会发现咧，其实呢个跟随耶稣基督嘅代价，需要去舍弃丢弃万事，撇下一切咁去跟随基督，得着基督咧，并唔系净系适用于保罗嘅，而系咧所有有意要去跟随基督、得着基督嘅人咧，都需要付上呢个嘅代价。
And the hints, the evidence can be noticed in this passage in the words gain and loss.
而从呢段经文入面两个关键字就系有益同埋有损咧，我哋都能够得着一啲嘅提示。
So the same words gain and loss also can be found in the Lord Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 26.
咁我哋咧会发现啊，同样嘅字眼咧，竟然亦都出现喺主耶稣基督佢自己嘅教导，就喺马太福音嘅16章24至26节。
So actually in verse 26,
咁尤其咧就系26节嗰度出现。
so the exact same Greek word is used here. The word gains and forfeits or suffer the loss are the same as what Paul uses in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
原来咧喺希腊文嗰度咧，两个完全一样嘅字眼咧，即系既系出现咗喺腓立比书3章8节，亦都喺呢个马太福音16章26节嗰度出现。
So when Paul says he has suffered the loss of all things, in order to know Christ, in order to gain Christ.
当保罗话到佢咧为咗要认识基督、得着基督，已经丢弃撇弃万事嘅时候。
Paul is most likely thinking and referring to Jesus' teaching on the cost of becoming a disciple.
保罗当时谂紧嘅，应该好有可能就系主耶稣佢自己关于一个作门徒嘅代价嗰方面嘅教导。
And the cost of gaining Christ to follow after Christ is also mentioned in the pearl of the great price in Matthew 13, verse 45 to 46.
咁为咗得着基督，我哋所要付出嘅呢个代价咧，佢其实同样喺呢、这个珍珠寻珠嘅比喻呢段经文里面系出现嘅，记载喺马太福音13章45至46节。
So the merchant with good perception was willing to sell all he has in order to gain that one pearl of surpassing value.
嗰位咧有眼光、有洞见嘅商人咧，佢系愿意去变卖所有一切，为要得着嗰粒无价嘅珍珠。
So in the salvation plan of Yahweh God and in the wisdom of God, the cost of following Christ is actually all, everything.
所以喺耶和神嘅救恩计划里面咧，亦都喺神嘅智慧里面，你要跟随耶稣基督嘛？咁你必须要去付上一切代价，去撇弃一切。
Actually, for our own good,
但系咧，其实系为咗我哋嘅好处。
because we were enslaved in this self-centered, sinful life.
因为从前我哋系受我哋呢个自我为中心喺罪嘅生命底下系受捆绑。
In order to truly enter into a living relationship with God through Christ, we need to say goodbye to it.
为咗能够去进入呢个同神之间活生生嘅关系嘅时候咧，我哋必须向旧人、旧我嘅生命一刀两断，
And never look back.
亦都唔好再回头睇啦。
It's similar to the story of Exodus of the Israelites.
亦都好似啊喺出埃及记以色列人嘅事迹一样。
In order to follow Moses, to walk with Yahweh God, to go on to the promised land.
为要跟随摩西，亦都跟随亚伟神咧，去迈向呢个应许之地。
So Israelites had to forsake their old life in Egypt.
嗰啲以色列人系必须去告别，撇下佢哋喺埃及旧有嘅生命。
Not just leave physically, but never look back.
唔单止咧系肉身上真系离开嗰个地方，更加重要，你唔好望翻转头。
But to follow the leading of God through through His servant Moses.
而系咧，单单嘅跟随神嘅带领，藉住佢嘅仆人摩西。
So, in the same way, in order to follow Christ to the age to come, to enter into the kingdom of God,
同样为咗我哋要跟随基督，去一路跟随到呢个将要嚟嘅新世代，能够进入神嘅国咧。
it will cost a person everything to gain the pearl of great price.
呢个系将要。呢个人愿意付上一切代价，为要得着嗰粒无价嘅珍珠，
To be able to follow after Christ.
咁样佢先可以跟随基督。
It's past experience,
呢个正正就系保罗佢自己嘅经历。
and it's also a true experience of anyone who is genuine placing faith in Christ Jesus.
同样亦都系每一个真心真诚要将佢嘅信心摆喺耶稣基督嘅人咧，都会系经历同样嘅事情。
But there's another question you may wonder.
咁但系可能仲有一个问题，大家会去谂。
Why is Jesus the Messiah so precious in God's salvation plan that will cost a person everything in order to follow Christ and to gain Christ?
点解尼赛亚要为基督啊，主耶稣？喺神嘅救恩计划里面系咁宝贵，到一个地步，一个人为咗要跟随佢、得着佢，必须撇下一切嘅咧。
So I would like to share with you 2 points,
咁我想同大家分享两点。
and there can be more.
咁当然仲有更多嘅其他嘅原因啦。
So why is Christ Jesus so precious and incomparable, compared to anything or anyone you know, in this life?
咁究竟主耶稣基督点解？相比我哋所认识嘅任何一个人，或者我哋所拥有嘅任何一样嘢，系咁独一无二、咁宝贵咧？
So the first reason is because in following Christ, in gaining Christ, this is how you and I are able to fulfill the greatest commandments from God.
第一个原因咧，就系因为当你跟随基督、得着基督嘅时候，你同我先有可能有呢个能力去遵行最大嘅诫命。
So, what is the greatest commandments summarized in 2 commandments that I think you should know? To love Yahweh God with all our being and also to love our neighbors as ourselves.
咁喺一切嘅诫命里面，被即系去总归啦，一切诫命嘅总纲被去即系总结咗出嚟咧，其实就有两方面啦。第一就系全心、尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力去爱耶和你嘅神啦。第二方面咧就系要爱你嘅邻舍如同自己嘅。
And remember in Matthew chapter 19, there was the story of the rich young ruler.
咁样大家都记得喺马太福音19章咧，就有一个好年青、好有钱嘅。官，
Who asked Jesus, what must he do to enter into eternal life?
佢当时就去问主耶稣啦，究竟我想得着永生，我要做啲乜嘢咧？
So do you remember our Lord Jesus' reply?
咁大家记唔记得耶稣当时系点回答嘅咧？
Keep the commandments.
佢话你要守律法。
Which is summed up in the 2 greatest commandments, loving your God with Yahweh with your all and your neighbor as yourself.
其实就系。要去守头先我哋所讲到嗰两条嘅诫命咧，即系总结咗一切嘅诫命，就系全心全意爱耶和你嘅神，亦都要去爱人如己。
And do you remember how Jesus guided the rich young ruler to do?
咁你记唔记得耶稣之后又点样去引导呢个年青嘅官呢？
So he asked him to say goodbye to his old life by selling everything he has to help the poor and also come and follow him.
佢当时咧就去。叫呢个年青嘅官，你去变卖你一切所有嘅，分俾穷人，然后你要嚟跟从我。
So this action of selling all and following Jesus is a concrete expression of living out and fulfilling the greatest commandment to love Yahweh God with a perfect heart.
咁呢一个举动去变卖一切，去为咗要跟随主耶稣咧，正正就一个好实际嘅表达去证明佢系真系能够活出同埋去履行最大嘅诫命。
So Christ Jesus Himself lives and fulfills the greatest commandment to love.
主耶稣基督佢自己咧，就系咁样去活出同埋完成最大嘅诫命，去爱。
And if we also obey God's commandment to follow Christ, and if we follow after Jesus' footsteps and to gain him, then we will be also doing the same in fulfilling the commandment of God to love.
咁所以如果当我哋真系行喺耶稣嘅脚，所以如果我哋真系按住耶稣嘅脚中行，真系跟随基督咁样嘅时候咧，我哋同样都会系一样可以咁样去完成呢最大嘅诫命。
So this is the first point why to gain Christ is of incomparable value.
咁所以呢个就系第一点，点解能够得着基督咧，系绝对无可比拟嘅。
Because it has to do with fulfilling and living out God's commandment for us to love.
因为咧系关乎到我哋要去完成活出最大嘅诫命，就系、是、要去爱。
Because God Yahweh is the one who first loved us without reservation.
因为咧，耶和神咧就系、是、首先咧冇任何保留咁去爱我哋嘅。
And the second point why Christ is so precious
而第二点，点解基督系咁宝贵咧？
can be seen in John chapter 14, verse 6.
就能够喺约翰福音14:6嗰度见到。
So Jesus said, "'Tis the only way to the Father."
耶稣话咧：，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，冇人能到父那里去。
So only when we gain Jesus Christ, we are able to be reconciled with God Yahweh, our Creator.
当我哋能够得着基督，我哋先有可能咧同耶和神和好。
And on gaining Christ, there are more to, what we can learn from Philippians.
咁我哋真系得着基督，当然仲有好多方面喺腓立比书我哋可以学到啦。
But when you begin to follow Christ, that's when you are reconciled with God, and you can begin to establish your relationship with God in a living and dynamic way.
但系咧，当你得着基督咧，其实嗰个先系一个开始，你终于能够同耶和神和好，并且咧，你开始能够同神建立一份又真又活嘅关系，而且开始呢个好有动力嘅一个生命。
So this is why Christ is the pearl of incomparable price in Yahweh God's salvation plan.
而呢一啲咧，正正就系点解基督系嗰位嗰粒无价嘅珍珠啊，喺耶和神嘅救恩计划当中系独一无二嘅。
It's through him we can come before our Heavenly Father and to have an intimate relationship with him.
因为真系要藉住耶稣基督，我哋先能够嚟到耶和神面前，同佢有一份好亲密嘅关系。
So before we close, I would like to lead you to consider practically what does it mean that we count everything as refuse or rubbish in order to gain Christ?
咁喺我哋结束之前咧，我都想同大家去一齐再谂下，喺实际上啊，点样去做先为之我哋看万事为粪土咧？
So if you are considering getting baptized to commit yourself to become a disciple of Jesus in obedience to God,
咁如果你正正系喺度考虑紧，想去委身俾神，系因为去信服嘅时候去跟随主住洗礼嘅话，
To count everything as rubbish, does that mean you just pack out everything and throw it and ask a bulky Bob to come and take away?
咁系咪代表啊？你就真系将屋企打包晒一切，然后咧就打电话叫嗰、那个市政府嗰度派人嚟，就接收晒呢啲嘢啦？
And all your skills or your learning, so you say, oh, that's rubbish. I don't know anything.
啊，定系过去其实你所积累嘅一啲嘅知识啊，一啲技能，你而家都觉得，哎，呢啲都系冇用嘅，都系垃圾嚟嘅啫。
All I know is Christ and Him crucified.
我只知道，只认识就系基督同佢钉十字架。
So practically, what does it mean that to count everything as refuse in order to gain Christ?
咁所以究竟实际嘅层面，乜嘢为之要去看万事如粪土咧？
So what does Paul's example in Philippians 3 and in Acts 9 onward tells us?
咁究竟保罗喺腓立比书3章同埋使徒行传第9章嗰度所讲俾我哋听系咩咧？
So Paul said goodbye to his old life.
首先，保罗向佢嘅旧生命去讲再见。
And what he saw as gain, he now sees as loss.
佢从前咧睇为系有益嘅，而家佢都睇为系有损嘅。
So this means he opened his heart and let God and his spirit to work in him to transform his heart, to help him to see things spiritually.
亦都代表咧，佢咧系愿意打开佢嘅心，向神开放，让神嘅灵咧去改变佢嘅心，以至佢能够睇得见真理。
So he's not holding on to his old value system.
啊，令佢可以睇得见属灵嘅事情，同埋咧，佢唔再去捉紧过去嘅价值观，
And or establish preconceptions.
又或者从前已经好牢固、深深建立起嘅好多嘅先入为主嘅概念。
So he wants to see as the master or the king sees.
佢只系想睇到佢嘅主人、佢嘅王所睇见嘅。
And you'll find that Paul did not bend his understanding of God's word away.
你会睇到保罗并冇将佢从前对神话语嘅认识明白去抌咗佢嘅。
But his skills, his learning of God's word, he brought everything he has before God and before Christ.
反而佢系将佢从前所学嘅呢一切喺神嘅话语上嘅呢啲学习咧，都带到去神同埋基督面前。
And to the master's feet to see how God would direct him. To use them.
带到去佢嘅主人嘅脚前，然后睇下主人会指示佢点样去使用佢呢啲嘅才能。
So this is also my own experience when I became a Christian second year of university.
咁呢个其实都系我自己嘅亲身经历。当我喺大学二年级嘅时候，我就真系去委身跟从神啦。
So I was drawn by the love of God shown through the body of Christ.
我都藉住主嘅身体咧，教会去被吸引。
And I saw the preciousness of knowing God and knowing Christ.
我认识到，能够认识神同埋认识基督系几咁宝贵。
And I commit myself to become a follower of
于
Jesus.
是我就将生命交托去跟从主耶稣啦。
And I became poor in spirit and poor literally.
咁啊，唔单止系灵里面去贫穷，我系实际上都真系贫穷。
Of course, I was a student, I was not rich to begin with.
咁当然，我当时都只不过学生，我本身都唔系有咩钱嘅。
But poor in spirit means I threw everything preconception away, then I asked God to teach me anew how to view different things from His light.
咁我所讲嘅，去喺灵里面嘅贫穷，就系我愿意将过去所有嘅呢啲观念，已经好深深植根喺心里面嘅概念，都去求神拎走，然后重新俾我能够去学习神想我点样去睇事情，
Like a newborn baby depending totally on the parents.
就好似一个初生嘅婴儿咧，完全系依赖佢父母。
And it's the parents who teach their child how to function, how to look at things.
而系父母咧去教导呢个小孩点样去生活啦，同埋点样去睇唔同嘅事情。
And I was poor literally, because I also brought everything I have before God and skills or the resources I have, the time, the energy, I place it before God, because I'm grateful that the teaching and the guidance of the coworker of our sister church in Montreal was good to help me to know this is what I need to do.
咁而讲到我字面上实际上嘅贫穷系点解咧？就系系咪啊？Is it poor literally？就系因为我真系当时系将我一切嘅所有啦，无论系即系金钱上，但系亦都包括我嘅才华、我嘅时间，一切咧都系带到我嘅主人佢嘅脚前。我都要感谢当时藉住本地可教会咧，系即系有非常之好嘅教导，俾我明白呢个系我需要去做嘅。
So I yield everything to God, to Christ, yeah. So they can command how I use my resources, time, and energy.
咁所以咧，我咧就将一切降服去交托俾神，同埋交托俾基督，让天父藉住主耶稣基督咧带领我点样去使用我一切嘅资源、我嘅时间同埋我嘅精力。
So do you remember the next photo?
啊，咁大家仲记得呢张相吗？
It was my aspiration.
呢个就我儿时嘅梦想。
But during university days was the next one.
咁但系去到大学嘅时候咧，就系下一张相啦。
So it's not making cartoons,
咁就唔系去画动画嘅。
but to study to become a medical doctor.
咁其实咧就系曾经我系希望去成为一个医生，
Just like my dad.
就好似我爸爸一样啦。
My dad is on the left.
咁左边嘅系我爸
So
爸。
this was in 2004. He and a group of Christian. Group of doctors from a Christian hospital They went to Indonesia to support support them because there was a really serious earthquake and tsunami that year.
咁呢個咧，其實已經係2004年嘅時候咧，我爸爸同埋佢工作嗰個基督教醫院入面嘅其他醫生、醫護人員就去到印尼救災，因為當時有好嚴重嘅地震同埋海嘯。
So I was studying to, aiming for following in my father's footsteps.
咁所以最初我嘅目標咧，都係跟隨我爸爸嘅腳蹤。
But after becoming a Christian, so just like verse 7 and verse 8 says,
咁但系我成为基督徒之后，就正如头先睇嘅第七节至第八节嗰度。
so I yielded my life to God to see how He will lead me forwards,
咁我就将生命完全交托俾神，睇下佢会点样带领我向前行。
trusting that God Yahweh does love me and know me through and through.
相信咧，神系爱我，佢系深切嘅认识我嘅。
So I was willing to follow Jesus' footsteps to seek to walk with God and to do God's will.
咁所以咧，我都系好愿意去跟随耶稣基督嘅脚踪，去寻求行神嘅旨意。
So my time is up.
咁时间就到啦。
So today we saw in Philippians chapter 3 the goal and the direction of the Christian life.
今日我哋喺腓立比书第三章睇得到一个基督徒生命嘅方向同埋目标，
Which is to know Christ, to gain Christ's.
就系要认识基督，得着基督。
Because through him, that's how we can truly walk as children of God and to have a living relationship with God.
因为系唯有藉住得着佢咧，我哋先能够去进入呢份同神嘅永活嘅关系，同埋能够有能力去活出神儿女应该有嘅生命。
And all the spiritual riches and wisdom of God are hidden in Christ.
而且咧，所有嘅属灵嘅智慧啦，同埋丰盛咧，都系藏喺耶稣基督嘅生命里面。
So I pray for our dear friends among us.
So I do really pray for our friends among us.
Pray that Yahweh, our God and Creator, our Father in heaven, will open your spiritual eyes.
I pray for our Yahweh, our Father, our Creator, to open your spiritual eyes.
To see the preciousness of Jesus Christ.
To see how precious Jesus is.
Just like how he opened Paul's eyes to see the truth.
就好似佢开咗保罗嘅眼睛，能够睇得到真理一样。
So after seeing the truth, your life will never be the same again.
以至佢睇完真睇得见真理之后咧，佢嘅生命就不再一样。
In a blessed and wonderful way.
系一个好蒙福、好美妙嘅一个发展。
And I also pray for our dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
亦都为到我哋当中弟兄姊妹去祈求。
Do you still see the vision?
你有冇睇得到呢个意象呢？
That Christ is that one pearl of great price that will give. We will give everything to gain.
耶稣基督佢就系嗰粒无价、独一无二嘅珍珠，系值得我哋放下一切，为要得着佢。
So we will press on to love God with all our hearts and to love one another as ourselves.
以致我哋咧能够一齐去继续努力嘅，去愿以全心去爱神，亦都去爱彼此。
So let us close with a prayer.
咁我哋而家一齐用祷告去结束。
Heavenly Father,
So Yahweh 天父,
we thank you for spiritual forerunners such as Paul for showing us a living and dynamic faith.
我哋为到我哋嘅属灵前辈，就好似使徒保罗咁样，去为我哋立下嘅榜样，让我哋睇得见一个即系有生命力嘅一个生命系信仰系应该点嘅。
That he was perfect in his heart in loving you and in following Christ.
见得到佢去爱你，同埋爱其他人，去爱基督，系有呢个完全嘅心。
So, Father, we know that this world is trying to, make a lot of noise to draw our attention.
我哋知道呢个世界咧，常常都系用好多嘅嘈杂嘅声音，尝试去吸引我哋嘅注意力。
And the evil one, Satan, he also wants to distract us from worshipping you, from loving you.
而恶者咧，亦都会尝试去分我哋嘅心，以致我哋无法去专注爱你。
We pray that you will keep us in your love.
我哋恳请你真系保守我哋喺你嘅爱中。
And in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ.
亦都喺耶稣基督里面。
So we can walk with you in these last days.
亦都以致我哋喺末后嘅日子能够继续与你同行。
Because we know there are still many others who are lost in sins.
因为我哋知道仲有好多嘅人，无数嘅人喺罪嘅捆绑底下迷失。
Father, we pray that you'll build up your church.
求你建立你嘅教会，
Keep our footsteps on the right track.
保守我哋嘅脚步，常常行喺你嘅道路上面，
And so we may see and we may run with endurance.
以致我哋唔单止睇得清楚，并且可以去坚持咁样去奔跑前面嘅路程。
So, Father, we pray that you will speak to us
求你真系向我哋嘅心说话，
and sustain us.
亦都去扶持我哋。
And we ask this for your glory's sake.
我哋为到你嘅名、你嘅荣耀去祈求。